Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now we welcome in Dr. Jeffrey Factor, Medical Director of the New England Food Allergy Treat Center in West Hartford. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, doctor.
Food allergy has been something, you know, we went so long. I mean, when we were kids, nobody talked about food allergies.
No.
And now that we're aware of it, it's become a big issue, and dealing with it continues to, it's like a work in progress, correct?
Absolutely. It's, you know, the huge question is, you know, why allergies are becoming more prevalent. Are we just recognizing them more? Or is actually the number of children today with allergies increased? And it's clear for a variety of reasons, some known, some theorized, you know, that food allergies have actually increased in frequency. So it's really a very hot topic right now.
I just want to follow up on what Joe was talking about. You know, when I was in fifth grade, sixth grade, I knew one girl who couldn't drink cow's milk, so she had to have goat's milk. But that was about it. But now it seems, I think you just alluded to this, it may be, you know, that there in fact are more. And I wonder why.
Well, there are, as I mentioned, some theories, one of which is that over the past number of years, we've delayed the introduction of high allergen foods into the diet, into babies, and by doing so, that's allowed them to become allergic or sensitized to that particular food. That's starting to change. We're getting young children to be introduced to foods like eggs and peanut butter, even now as an infant. And so the numbers may start turning around sometime soon.
One out of every 13 kids has a food allergy, according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Are parents, doctor, more aware of this and able to pick this up faster than, you know, in the old days when, you know, let's be honest, our parents probably didn't understand what was going on if we had an allergy. Right, it would be suck it up.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think parents are very attuned to it. They're very attuned to any symptoms that a baby is starting to have related to foods. Years ago, you know, parents just said, oh, so a little bit of a rash, just shrug it off and don't worry about
exactly.
it.
Put some dirt on it and you'll be fine.
Exactly.
Hey, here, have some Vicks VapoRub. That'll help you.
And are the symptoms the same, doctor, for every allergy, or do they differ?
They differ. And they can differ even in the same child with the same allergy.
Really?
At one time, they can may develop some hives. Another time may develop a bad stomach ache and vomiting, or obviously what we're most concerned about are respiratory or breathing reactions where they start coughing and wheezing, have trouble breathing, like asthmatic type symptoms.
Yeah, so the EpiPen, you better get it out and better save this kid.
Exactly.
Hey, one other thing, just in your practice, New England Food Allergy Treatment Center, there in West Hartford, and this is Jeffrey Factor, who's the director, MD. What is the most common in your practice? What do you see the most that gets treated the most? Let me put it that way.
Well, the most common food allergies are milk, egg, peanut, and tree nuts, and that's followed by foods such as soy, wheat, sesame. Those are they're really the big eight foods. Those and that would also include fish and shellfish.
Do kids have as much issue with celiac?
Yeah, well, celiac's a little different. It's not quite an allergy.
That's true. I'm sorry.
That seems to be on the rise as well. For reasons that you'd probably have to ask the
gastroenterologist.
Gastroenterologist.
Right.
But just an interesting point, Ray, you probably don't recall, we spoke on air about 8 or 9 years
ago.
Yeah,
I think so.
When we opened up our food allergy center for treating patients with food allergy, for desensitizing them. And it was very novel, very experimental. We weren't sure whether it was going to become anything more mainstream. And now we've treated well over 1,500 patients, and there are hundreds now of doctors around the country who are doing what's called food desensitization or oral immunotherapy to treat food allergies.
But it's not as if. Or let me ask you this. I mean, you give them gradually a little bit, the reaction, you get a little bit more accustomed to it, or at least you can deal with the effects. But, I mean, you're not going to go out and get a bag of Planters peanuts, are you?
No. The purpose of the treatment is mostly to protect kids against something bad happening if they accidentally ingest it, which is really huge. I mean, it's got a big impact on quality of life, but not necessarily is it a curative treatment where they can go out and eat as much peanuts as they want.
As what you say, don't go wolf down a whole bag of
and don't do it at
peanut.
Home.
Right, exactly. Dr. Jeffrey Factor, medical director, New England Food Allergy Treatment Centers in West Hartford. He's also a professor of pediatrics at the UConn School of Medicine and the division head of allergy and immunology at Connecticut Children's Medical Center. Jeez. How do you put that all on a business card?
Yeah, good luck.
Seriously, that's difficult.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, doctor. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, doctor. Good to have you on. That's always good. But no, it's true. You know, but like I say, you've got to go to these guys as opposed to trying it yourself.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.